Hello, Diskers. This is Mr. Jangles. It is January 23rd, 2019. This is my first podcast since the new year began. You're probably asking yourself, Mr. Jangles, why? Why? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, I got to do at least one podcast with Mr. Treesbane just after New Year, so I'd rather do that. Other reasons why I haven't done a podcast is because I got a job, got to go to work, got to make that money. This podcasting gig really isn't turning out to pay off so much. Thirdly, it is cold in Kansas City right now, and we have had several snowstorms. Mr. Jangles actually lost power there for about 60 hours or so not too long ago, and that was not fun. So today is Wednesday. It is 11:13 in the morning. So you're probably asking yourself, Mr. Jangles, why aren't you at work? You've been telling us so much how you need to get that money and go to work. Well, they closed my office today because we had a snowstorm last night and some ice and all that kind of stuff, but it has gotten nice enough where I am out at Strang Park. Now, before you start going to UDisc app and going, where's Strang Park? I don't see Strang Park on UDisc. That's because it's not. Mr. Jangles is going to do a pop-up disc golf podcast. And why? There's plenty of courses I could be playing today. But if you pay attention to my Twitter account, you'll note that I have a little bit of a grievance going with the city of Overland Park, because there is only one disc golf course in the city of Overland Park. It is fairly far off to the south, and it is pretty crappy. It's by a middle school. It has no tee pads. So I have reached out to some of my friends they're not my friends, use those in quotation marks, with the city of Overland Park. And they said, I need to build up a lot of, enthusiasm to get disc golf into Overland Park. And there's plenty of courses all over the town and all that kind of stuff. And I reached out to some of my friends at the Kansas City Flying Disc Club, and they said, you know, we've already actually done a lot of that work. So, rather than try and fight City Hall, I've decided to do some pop-up disc golf courses at some of the city courses in Overland Park. Overland Park has around 69 city parks, so I think that it should makes sense that we should be able to have more than just one disc golf course at a middle school without any tee pads. Now, Strang Park sits at 9879 West 88th Terrace in the city of Overland Park. It is 10.73 acres. It has a playground. It has tennis courts. It's got basketball courts. It's got a half-mile jogging path that goes around it. So obviously it's not a park where you're going to build up a championship level 18-hole disc golf course. That's ludicrous. But as I was talking with Discbird, we kind of felt like it would make sense to have a few disc golf holes in some of the smaller parks and to kind of drum up enthusiasm for the sport of disc golf. You don't have to have 18 holes. You could have a 6-hole course. I played a course in Texas. You can look up the podcast if you'd like. Where they just had 6 holes. And they had some small tee pads. They were fine. It was a fine course. It was good to get people interested in the sport. So I have brought out my portable disc golf pad. And I'm going to try and see how many holes I think Strang Park could fit. I'm obviously going to set up the holes so that I don't have to worry about getting into traffic. I'm going to try and pay attention to where the jogging path is. Obviously, I don't want to be throwing at youngsters on the playground and those kinds of things. I am the only person in this park at the moment. There was another person who was in his car. He did not get out. And he just drove away. So I have the course to my, or the park to myself, and I'm going to begin laying out what I think could be a course at String Park. This is going to be a series. I'm going to try and go around to a variety of Overland Park parks and see what the feasibility, this is a feasibility study. I'm beta testing disc golf courses in Overland Park. So let me go set up my first hole and I will be right back. All right, so I have set up my first hole. It is approximately 270 feet from the parking lot. It is slightly downhill. It is heading south. There is a grove of pine trees that it is kind of sitting in amongst. It is far away from both the walking path and the playground. The playground is just to the left. That would be the east. And I'm playing just kind of at an angle towards, I can't remember what that street is called, Farley. This is off the corner of Farley and 88th Terrace. So, the guy who was parked in the parking lot is now back. I don't know if he's spying on me or what. Is that you, Logan Healy? I can't tell. Anyway, yeah, so I'm going to play my first hole. All right, for hole number one, I got a par, so that was good. It felt pretty natural. I didn't think that there was any issues as far as it feeling like it wasn't really a disc golf hole. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave the hole, the portable hole, where I had it, and I'm going to head east a good distance and use maybe the hole as the same location, maybe with the thought that if you could fit somehow, you know, five or six holes in here, but you had multiple tee pads, you could have, you know, a nine hole or maybe even something more than that. So let's see, I've gone probably about 150 feet away. I'll continue a little further. Get over here close to the sidewalk. I did, because it's snowing out, I am not using my usual discs. I'm going with a lot of the backup discs that have been banged around a little bit earlier in my career. So I haven't stepped this off. I'll have to give you the actual distance. I'm now close to, I think it's 89th Street. I'm close to the jogging path. The portable disc hole is probably about 250, still amongst that grove of trees. And I'm going to play from here. And then we'll move the portable hole from there and see about getting a different location. So, hole number two, which is in the same location but thrown from a different spot at String Park in Overland Park, Kansas, which does not have a disc golf course, but I'm making one up. There's no lines whenever you make up your own course. Isn't that nice? All right, I'm going to stick with probably my mid-range here, and we'll let you know how I do. Here we go. All right, so somehow I actually birdied my second hole, and you're probably not going to believe me, but I hit probably about a 100-foot putt. I was just trying to lay it up for a par, but I was able to snag a birdie out of it. So, just so you know, I'm playing with an Innova portable disc golf hole. It's kind of like an umbrella where it folds up into a bag, and it's fairly light, easy to carry. The chains aren't probably quite as wide as a standard disc golf hole, so I'm not going to make any apologies for making that shot. I have moved the disc golf hole to a new location. I have moved it a little further to the north and much further to the east. I'm standing on the sidewalk, which encircles the park, and I put it about 300 feet away. It was about 100 steps. And I kind of like this idea of moving it after two tries from different locations. I'm going to try and pull down maybe a Google Map version of the park, and I can kind of show you where the locations are if anybody is interested in replicating this disc golf experience. Since I'm playing uphill a little bit, I'm going to break out a driver. I've been playing my mid-range the whole time, and I'm going to throw, I think, a beast. I got a blue beast that I am going to throw on this hole, and then I will let you know how I do, and then I'm going to probably kind of go to the corner of the park near Knox, and I think 89th, and I'll stay with this pin location and see how we go. So, just so you know, I think that this is entirely feasible. So far, I've only had to have two locations, and I have not really touched much of the park. They are reasonable in length, in my opinion. I think it'd be fun to have these out here. I think that they'd probably get more use than the basketball court, which I don't know why, but the City of Overland Park made it only two half courts. I used to play full length basketball on this court, and I think they, I don't know what the deal was, but it was fun. And now they put like some sort of potting soil in the middle of it or something like that, so there's a bunch of plants, so you can't play full length basketball, which I think is bullshit. Anyway, here I'm going to throw hole number 3 at Strang Park in Overland Park. By the way, Strang is the guy who founded Overland Park. I'm not trying to say the word strange. That's different. This is Strang with a G, hard G. So, anyway, hole number 3. All right, I'm up to hole number 4. I did par hole number 3. And I've created a tee box for hole number 4. I'm at the corner of 89th and Knox, basically. This is the, I suppose, most southeastern point in the park. I'm not really in the corner, but I'm right where the sidewalks meet. So I'm about 100 yards, 300 feet from my hole that I moved. I haven't moved it yet. It's an uphill shot. There are trees on the right, and there's trees in front of it. It's sitting amongst a grove of trees. There's a lot of branches down in Strang Park because of some recent ice weather that we've received and snow. Actually, it was really a wet snow a couple weeks ago that really brought down a ton of tree limbs, and that's why Mr. Paul Jingles didn't have any power for a couple of days. Anyway, I'll let you know how I do on hole number 4, and then I'll probably move the hole further north, and I'll see what other opportunities there are. Here we go. All right, so I went ahead and parred hole number 4. Yeah, these holes have not been really all that challenging, but give me a break. I'm just making this up as I go along. I didn't scout this out or anything. I just showed up and eyeballed everything. So I set hole number 5 next to a cedar tree. I made it a little bit of a shorter hole. I would say it's probably about 200 feet from where I've etched out my tee box in the snow. But I set it behind the cedar tree to kind of make it a little more difficult. There is a tree straight away. There's some down branches. There is one of those trees that has the hedge apples. I guess a hedge tree. On my left, there's like some sort of elm next to it. So, you know, I think that there's enough trees here that'll kind of cause some concerns as far as throwing. I'll have to make you shape different lines. I'm going to go back to my mid-range. This was a mid-range that I found at Sarco Par without any name on it. It's for Kansas City Midwest Amateur Championship PGA A-tier event. It's a truth. It's an EMAC truth. So thank you, Eric McCabe. So here I go, hole number 5, playing towards the cedar tree. It is basically, it's not very close to the fence. It's probably about 40 feet from the easterly fence, something like that. It's inside the walking path. There was a lady that just walked by. I have no real concern that I would ever get close to any walkers. So I think we're fine. So here I go, hole number 5. All right, for hole number 5, I got a par. I should have gotten a birdie. I threw it off the drive right into the cedar tree that I had mentioned where I put the hole, and I hit the tree, so it landed right there. I didn't take my glove off. That was probably a bad mistake. If I would have taken my glove off, I probably would have made the shot. It was only about, I don't know, 8 feet, something like that, but it was through the cedar tree. So if I would have taken my glove off, I would have had a little more touch. So I'm not sure if I'm going to call this one that I'm throwing now hole number 6 or an alternate for hole number 5. I basically just went a little further north, and I'm throwing across the half of the basketball court. I'm still probably about 260 feet from the basket. I'm using the sidewalk as a tee pad. I've etched it out. It's a little bit slick here, so I don't know if I might be falling on my ass, and you might be making fun of me, but here I go. This is the 6th different location I'm throwing. This is the 3rd hole location, and then I'm going to probably play. There's a great big field just to the north of where I am. It looks like there's an old railroad bed just to the north of where I am that could probably be used in a disc golf scenario, if you will. But here, I'll go with hole number 6. All right, just finished up my 6th hole, I guess, as it were. And I've moved my disc golf hole to a location which I think in the back of my mind, this was the location I was thinking would be the most ripe for having a disc golf hole. It is a great big open field. It probably takes up maybe a quarter of the park. It's basically the northeast corner, just north of the basketball courts, just east of the tennis courts. It's basically a great big open field. I think I actually used to play soccer here when I was a lad, a young boy, if you will, I think in first grade. And my team was the Raiders. I don't think we won hoisted the trophy or anything, but we held our own. So at any rate, yeah, I think that this has good potential. I've basically set the target probably about another 100 yards away from where my previous target's location was. I'm going to move just a little to the north so that I have an option here and an option to actually see the target. I left my bag of discs. Just playing with 4 discs today. Actually, I'm just playing with 3. I haven't busted out the Archangel yet, which I put in my bag today. On hole number, 6, I guess it was, I parred. I should have birdied it, but I'm not playing with my regular putter, but that's not really an excuse. Probably would have missed it anyway. I'm just kind of cold, and I'm really trying to just kind of figure out this course more than I am keeping score on an actual thing. So, all right, so I think this is a pretty good location. So I'll tell you about hole number 7 after I'm done. Looks like I'm about, 315 feet away from the basket, something along those lines. This is a location where I think that there can be at least 3 different pads to throw towards it. Which obviously offers up a little bit of options. It's basically in the middle of the field, so there's no real danger of hitting anybody walking. The only thing I could ever see is somebody walking, letting their dog run, which you're not supposed to let your dog off leash in this location, so that seems ludicrous, right? And did I mention that we are just to the south of the main Johnson County Library? So, once you got done playing disc golf, you could educate your brain, man. Think about it. All right, here I go. Hole number 7. All right, hole number 7 is in the books. I'm up to hole number 8. I've walked to the corner of the park, which is the northeast corner. It looks like we're by some transformer station location. Where a lot of the electricity for Overland Park goes through. Obviously, I don't want to throw it over that wall. I'm playing uphill. I stepped it off. It was 87 steps, so like about 261-ish, I think, would be about how far away I am. There's no danger of really hitting anybody or anything. So this is a fairly safe hole. It's wide open. Obviously not too interesting. I was thinking as I kind of did this one, I thought, what you could do with this park, you could probably actually get 9 holes and 9 tee pads in this park legitimately. They'd have to probably be short holes. I would say they'd probably be more along the lines of the 200s to, 250s or something like that. And you could find 9 locations. Probably someone like Eric McCabe or Scott Reek could probably figure that out better than I could. But I would probably advocate more for this park to have 6 holes and then maybe 3 different tee pads for each hole. And then you could have basically an 18-hole course with just using 6 holes. You see how I did that with the math? I'm pretty smart like that. And again, this would not be a location where you have a championship course or even a course where you'd have any kind of tournament at all. This would be a actual just fun course to get people to learn the game and kind of figure it out. And I think it would be fun. I think that would be a great addition to Kansas City in general and to Overland Park especially. So I'm going to throw my 8th hole. I might move it one more time, throw a couple more, just to kind of see what's on the western side, just north of the tennis courts, and then we'll kind of go from there, and then I'll wrap things up. All right, here we go. All right, so I've moved the pin position to its 5th location, just north of the, I think that's the right direction, just north of the tennis courts. Basically, it's about 100 yards away from where the previous location was. I left my bag there. I think that there is opportunities in this park to set up a course. So I'll just have to try and get the city council to listen to me and maybe get some advocates with the Kansas City Flying Disc Club. I'd like to thank everybody for listening lately. I got my highest listen totals for the month so far already by the 23rd, so I really appreciate that. Thank you very much for listening. Shout out to Treesbane, shout out to Diskin Jane for making some stickers, shout out to Sweet Lady Jangles, who I'm going to go have lunch with here in a little bit. That should be enjoyable. Shout out to Disbird. And shout out to all you discers who remain anonymous, despite Treesbane and my attempts to get you to comment. Leave comments at Mr. Paul Jangles, on the Twitter. I started using Reddit just a little bit. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of traffic there. I started kind of going on, Facebook as far as the, Flying Disc Club. So anyway, yeah, this is a 100-yard uphill shot, probably a raise of elevation of about 4 feet, not really a lot of elevation change. It is is right in front of a evergreen. You got to play through some, looks like some elm trees. I'll try and get a picture of it. I'm going to throw, I guess, what is it, the boss? I don't think it's a boss, is it? Yeah, I think that is it. So anyway, I did birdie my last hole for whatever that... that's the beast, not the boss. Beast! Roar! Not the boss. I'm going to try and hyzer it around some of these trees and see how that goes. I'll probably play one more version. I'll probably try to play from the northwest corner, I suppose, of the park to the same location that I've got it at. So anyway, here I go. I'll let you know how I do. I'll play the beast, try to bend it around these trees. All right, so I went ahead and parred hole number 9-ish. I'm going to throw a 10th hole. Basically, I'm at the northwest corner. It's basically where the sidewalks meet. There is some sort of pine tree right in front of me. It's a short hole if I would have left the target basically where it is. I think I'm about 160 feet away or something like that. It's kind of a tunnel shot, trying to play underneath the branches of the tree. the pine tree that the hole's sitting next to is basically on the right now, instead of as the backdrop. Yeah, so I'll throw this, and then I'll wrap things up and be done, and I'll get out of your hair. Alright, so I finished up Strang Park Disc Golf Course that I made up on myself. I shot 2 under. I got a par on hole number 10. It was a 10-hole course, which you don't often hear about, but I made myself one. I was very pleased with the way everything worked out. You know, basically playing the hole twice seemed like a good solution to having to move the hole every time. It still would be better to have somebody else along, Trees Bane. I think that there's some traction here. I think that we could make some podcasts for some locations that don't necessarily have disc golf courses, but that we might want to try and push municipalities towards investing in. It wouldn't take very much money to put in a 9-hole course, or as I was alluding to, a 6-hole course with multiple tee pads. You wouldn't really have to make huge tee pads. I think if you went with a circular tee pad and put some arrows to the various holes, I think that'd be helpful. I'm going to try and do a little bit more of this. I still obviously am going to play all the disc golf courses I can around Kansas City. And we'll do more of that. This just happened to be, there's snow on the ground, so I didn't really want to tear up a different disc golf course. I know that Scott Reek was saying something along the lines of try to avoid playing Big Bull Creek, because it was getting a little bit muddy and people were tearing it up pretty much. So this was a good alternative. I feel like the length of the holes was fair. I was playing basically between, 180 and 300 feet, 315 feet or something like that. So, obviously if you, kind of really set a course up here, I think that you could, have some decent lengths on the throws and, anything to get more, courses out there, more holes to be available to go to, I think would be good. It would introduce the sport to, I know there's a lot of kids in this neighborhood that just walk across the street. They probably have never seen a disc golf course because they're kids and they don't have a car. And so it'd be a good way to get them involved. So we don't need championship courses all over the place either. You know, I think we have plenty of those, really. Although I would love to see a championship course, of course, in Avon Park. I'm still advocating for that out at 103rd and whatever it is, Quivira, I think it is. There's an old ball golf course that's getting renovated, and I'd love to see a championship course go in there. But anyway, that's my high horse. I'm jumping off of it. I'm going to head home. Going to go out to eat with Sweet Lady Jangles. And that's how it's going to be. So this is Mr. Paul Jangles wishing you good luck. Keep banging those chains, and I'll see you. I am out.
Oh, thank you.